the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today, Josh Newberg coming up in about 15 minutes from the Tampa St. Pete area. We've got the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. That's top hour two. And Mr. Brian Driscoll with Sports Illustrated. He covers the Fighting Irish, and that will be top of hour number three. So that's the layout. That's the guesting for today. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline if you do want to check in today. On Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com, and Facebook, Bill King, Bill is King, or the Bill King Show. Those are various ways that you can get in to this radio show. Hoping you're having a good one. See the voice. Did you hear that? Maybe this one just sticks forever. Maybe this time it doesn't. I don't get all the way back to 10 out of 10. Maybe I just stay around 6.5. I don't know. No, it will. It will. The interesting thing about it is during the day, I don't even notice it at all. It's only during the show. It's like it knows during the show, hey, Bill, I'm your voice, Bill. I'm going to act up on you. It's almost like that's what's going on here. The voice has developed a separate brain from the regular brain in my head, and it has decided to just act up when it needs to act up here on the show. Josh from London, Ohio, tweeted he ran out of socks. So he's at Walmart. Like sometime within the last hour, Josh has been in Walmart getting new socks. And he posts also, hey, Bill, Sonny Styles will be better at his position than Will Anderson will be at his position. Or that Will Anderson is, sorry, at his position. Now that's a stretch. First of all, do we know what they plan to do with Sonny Styles? Is he going to be a hybrid outside linebacker slash safety? Or is he going to be a wide receiver at Ohio State? Of course, his brother, Lorenzo Styles, just finished a productive freshman year for Notre Dame and has a bright future for the Fighting Irish. But Sonny Styles, five-star, younger brother, is built very similarly, and I always use this comp, to Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame, who's going to be drafted here soon, very high. 6'4", about 220, and can do a lot of things. Very versatile. Very athletic, sideline to sideline, physical, ball skills, all of that this kid has. played in Pitttown, Ohio. If you don't know your cities, Pickerington, Pitttown, Ohio. Will he be better? Well, Will Anderson is the best defensive player in America as a true sophomore. So that's hard to equate. Sonny Styles will be really, really good. If he's that accomplished, that fast, that would be amazing. Let's face it, the Buckeyes need some of that if indeed he's a defensive player. I don't even know yet, guys, if he's for sure going to play that position for them. Or is he going to be a wide? They don't really need him at wide receiver right now, though. So I would guess he's going to be on the defensive side of the ball, if I had to guess. Now, Walter is checking in this morning. Walter is a big Nebraska fan. And I don't understand the your Twitter post here. Hey, Bill, who's non-con, that would be non-conference, is more pathetic for the, he says 2020, you mean 2022? So I don't know, I'm not sure where you're going with that. I haven't even looked at non-conference schedules and all that to date for 2022. If that's what you're talking about. Yeah, I haven't even looked at it. Couldn't even tell you what that is. Wouldn't even know what that is. For I know Notre Dame plays Ohio State right out of the chute. I mean, everybody knows that. And later on the Irish's schedule, they get Clemson in there too. I do know that. But I don't even pay attention to that this time of year. I am too busy watching what happens, let's say, in transfer portals, the he-gone gateway, and paying attention to, what's left in recruiting. I spend more time doing that than anything else this time of year. Also, and I'm not doing it a lot, but I am dreaming a little bit about college baseball. Not much. No. I'm not. I don't obsess over it. I don't stalk it like I do college football. No. I don't do that. But I do enjoy it. And we're about, what did they say? Somebody posted this. Might have been Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Somebody posted it. We're about 4 to 5 weeks out on college baseball. And I'm gleeful about that. I'm happy. We are 3 weeks out on commitments, y'all. And hope you can make it to the Omni. I've got that link up. Make sure you use that. That's for your rate, your room rate. And that'll be February 2nd and 3rd at the Omni. We'll have a big get-together in the Bill King Suite the night before. You are all invited. We'll have some adult beverages up there for everybody. Mainly beer. Yeah, beer, and if you're so inclined. If not, that's fine, too. And we'll get up bright and early the next morning, do the show, give you a five-hour show the next day. That'll be from 6 till 11. That's what we will do on that day. Yes, 6 till 11 Central Time on that signing day. Coach Marshall checking in this morning. Bill, I'm ready for the Vandy boys. And so are the fans out there. Now, he's talking about Vanderbilt baseball. And Vanderbilt baseball is arguably the top baseball program in the United States of America. Now, there are several. There's a couple. But that's arguably the best. Led by Tim Corbin. And it's really the only thing Vanderbilt gets right. It's the perhaps only thing they get right when it comes to sports. They announced a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was that their own students are not allowed at the games. So at basketball games at Vanderbilt, other students can be there. Kentucky had people there the other night in Memorial Gym Vanderbilt cannot have their students there. You can have the basketball players in a gym that's got lots of people in it, but you can't have the regular student body in there because the baby snowflakes might catch a virus. Isn't it amazing how people with such intellect supposedly make the dumbest rules ever? Isn't that funny how that works? Jim down in Jupiter, Bill Lee. I have loved college baseball for over 30 years and would not mind a little baseball talk, but just a little. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a lot of it here on the show. I mean, college baseball, you cannot sustain much time with a college baseball conversation on the show. And we've never done that. Yeah, that won't happen. The college baseball affection that I have developed over the last, let's say, 5 years is really more personal than show related. It is. It's really just more I enjoy it watching those games on catching the stream maybe on my computer weeknights or on the weekends, same thing. I enjoy it that way more personally than, oh, this is something that I can bring to the show. I really don't do that at all. Yeah, it doesn't translate to much content on the show. It just can't. It's not. College baseball is when it comes to a show, it's a niche. It's a very tiny niche. So, yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you. Josh Newberg's coming up from 24/7 Sports. Berg with us every Thursday, usually early on the show. We've got coming up Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, and Brian Driscoll from Sports Illustrated, top of hour number three. And he covers the Fighting Irish. Fighting Irish have made a lot of moves since their, or a lot of things have happened since their bowl loss to Oklahoma State. They were up 28-7 in that game and lost. And Harry Hestand's coming, which is a very good addition. Looks like they found a wide receiver coach, and it is not Jamarcus Shepard from Purdue. That's kind of a surprise. They hired a coach, former Clemson player, from Baylor, is what it sounds like, as the new wide receiver coach. They still have to make a decision about defensive coordinator. A bunch of players have announced they're either staying or leaving. Most announced they're staying, including the defensive line. So a lot going on there. We'll kick that around with Brian coming up hour three. Josh Newberg coming up as we transition to break number one on this Thursday edition, where we're going to be having commitments here in about 3 weeks. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at a pretty good backup here in Brentwood. It's going to be on 65 southbound, just past OHB. It appears to be an accident. It looks like it just happened. Again, a little bit of a slowdown here in Williamson County right now as we check it out live on 65 southbound at Old Hickory Boulevard here in the Brentwood area. Give yourself extra time if you're going southbound. Warmer weather is waiting for you at Pensacola Beach. Check out PensacolaBeach.com and plan your next getaway. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. So why not ask? Just say,
"Hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks cool. Also, have you saved even more by bundling with GEICO?"
Or maybe,
"Hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks weird. Not weird, cool. Anyway, have you bundled with GEICO?"
Or try,
"Hey, did you get your hair cut? It doesn't look weird at all. Anywho, have you saved by bundling with..." Hey, easy with that rake.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by up to 99%. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always BBC. Closing, always be closing.
ABC. A always BBC closing. Always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Tess Duper with us. Thursday, 24/7 sports. And Berg, how many transfers has Coach Norvell taken in?
Oh man, I think we're at nine. I think we're at
feels,
nine.
Maybe feels 10. Like more.
Yeah, maybe 10. Maybe I lost count. I don't know, Bill. I think we're at 9 or 10.
And what position have they stocked the most?
Wide receiver. They have 4. Yeah. But they're not done. I think they have one offensive tackle. They need one more. I think they take maybe one more rush end. Maybe a QB after spring. Wouldn't rule that out. I think they need a running back. I think they're not done.
By the way, yet. Noah Cain, Penn State. I don't know where he's going. He just entered the portal. Pretty good running back.
Yeah, I know
there.
LSU and Texas were kind of runners up for him, so.
Yeah.
I know FSU reached out. We have confirmed that, but I don't know if there's traction there yet.
To Noah Cain.
Yeah.
Right. And now Vanderbilt about a week ago had an offensive tackle hit the portal. Anything going on there? Florida State and Vandy?
No, I checked on that. I don't think so, not at least yet. But he is a start. He started, right? He's their starter. So
yeah.
There could be something, but not yet. I haven't heard.
And the Not that this is new news, but the Albany State defensive end, Florida State got him, and you kind of predicted that, but that's big.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big get. Jared Verse came down to Florida State, Tennessee, Miami. He visited some schools, Syracuse, Iowa State, but after his visits, it went dead, period, and then he picked up offers from USC, Oklahoma, Florida. There was like 6 others, and they ended up not really factoring into his recruitment. Committed to Florida State. It was a good get because he was far and away the top defensive end in the portal at the time. Not to say that there won't be a better one that enters maybe down the road, but at least at the time he was. And, you know, with Florida State losing guys like Jermaine Johnson, Keir Thomas, getting a bona fide pass rusher, and, you know, he comes from Albany, so it's not exactly not everything's guaranteed with him. But they do like him a lot. He flashed on film against Syracuse. That's where they saw him first. So, you know, they saw him playing against Syracuse at the Power 5 level. He got a ton of interest when he hit the portal. He was in the portal for over a month. So it was a long recruitment before the state landed him on, I think it was Friday night, last Friday.
Dust Newberg, 24/7 Sports, checks in with us Thursday mornings. What is going on in the state of Florida right now? Anybody making much noise?
Yeah, no. Right now, I think, you know, you're seeing the hiring of the staffs, but this week, the dead period ends on Friday. Coaches are going to be back out on the road. Official visits for 2022 prospects will start back up, but mainly we're going to see a lot of 2023 visits, I think, in the coming weekends at Miami and Gainesville and Tallahassee. I think all three schools will host at least some form. I don't know if it's a full-blown junior day where you get like 75 prospects there, but I think you'll see visits across the state all weekend.
When did the recruiting begin where staffs would really target sophomores and maybe even start looking at freshmen and not just used to be forever Berg where they just targeted the senior class, monitored the juniors, but really not a lot. When did it become more encompassing?
Oh, I remember talking to Jimbo about it in like 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
About recruiting year round two classes. Damn near. And really, he was even talking when you were recruiting the 2011 class, you know, you had to factor in what was also on the board in 2012, because at the time, you know, you don't want to take too many and you knew what was coming. So yeah, this has been going on for a long time. And now right now where we're at, 2022 is just about done. 2023 has been recruited. The whole board has been recruited for a year now, and 2024 players have already been identified. Numerous offers have already gone out, so you know they're working like 2 years in advance. And this isn't just at FSU; this is everywhere.
Correct, and so at least 10 years this has been happening.
Yeah.
Where the calendar changed it,
because
I mean, and I know Berg, you got in about what 15 years ago into this.
Yeah, 2015.
Oh, 2015 you got into. So you've been in about...
I'm sorry, 2005.
2005.
No, I've been doing your show for
long. Oh, I know. But so...
Yeah, 2005.
So about 15 years plus, this, yeah. You've been in it. Forever, Berg, you just really looked at the seniors, the next senior class. And
right.
I mean, that went on for decades, but that's not the calendar anymore.
No. It used to be like you're talking about, you'd introduce the next year's class and signing day, or, you know, the weeks after. But we've known the next year's class and who the studs are for over a year now. Like, we've identified, you know, not me, but the industry, the fans, whatever, coaches have identified these guys so early now. You get to know them. That's why it's hard. I talk about, you know, covering the transfer portal and covering these decisions, and people don't realize these transfer prospects, we've been covering them for a week, 2 weeks, sometimes when they're ready to make their decision. And recruits, we've been covering them for like 2.5 years by the time they're ready to make their decision. So you kind of get a better read on a recruit that you've been knowing for that long than compared to covering these transfer guys.
Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast. Bill asked Josh, he said he heard a top-tier coach say that he met with some of his players and he encouraged them to enter the portal. His question is, do you think that's going on too, where it's not just the players making decisions, but they're being encouraged by their head coach that maybe it's best to move on?
Not as much, not as often, but if needed, you can push some guys into the portal. How do you do that? You just be honest with them. You can tell them that, hey, you're not playing here. I think if you are into that and you do want to play, then you should probably explore your options. I think in this day and age, that's not something crazy to tell somebody. I think they get it. The other thing you can do is either you can tell a player, hey, you know, you've had multiple injuries here. This is your fourth year. We're going to medical DQ you after the season. You know, if you want to go in the transfer portal, that's fine, but we're going to medical DQ you. So there's ways besides just saying, hey, you're fired, get out of here. It doesn't always have to be like that.
And the freebie transfer is new, so we're just now, you know, getting data. Here's what I want to know at some point here in the future. How many players that enter the portal, and we've got over 1,000 in this cycle, that enter the portal, Berg, and then that's it. They never play another down.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a certain percentage of players that enter the portal because they aren't playing at a Power 5 university and end up never playing football again because they you know, misplayed their hand, or they end up going to JUCO, or they end up going somewhere where they didn't expect to be. So, yeah, that's also kind of the free market of the portal. Nothing's guaranteed.
We discussed the recognizable names that are obviously all going to find homes. But, again, I want to know what percentage. And I don't know if it's 20, 30. I have no idea. But what percent of these guys just disappear forever?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a smaller percentage. I think it's small. But I don't think that that's their intent. Like, I don't think they're entering the portal thinking, like, I'm never going to play. And they're probably just not happy with their situation and thinking, like, well, anything's going to be better than this. And then they end up with nothing.
They enter the portal, and then that phone never rings.
Right. I think that happens for a certain percentage, and I don't know, maybe someday somebody will put that out there.
Yeah, I think who tweeted this the other day? Something along, I think it was Shannon Terry tweeted something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
the other day.
I didn't see it, but yeah, I think there is that's occurring for sure.
Josh Duberg with us every Thursday with the Florida State site 24/7. Sports. Now, you said you think they may even take in a quarterback perhaps sometime around the spring.
Yeah, I think they'll do that after spring. I think that they'll go because Florida State's spring semester has already begun.
Right.
So I think probably spring, post spring, when guys put their name in the portal because they saw the writing on the wall with depth charts and whatnot, I think they get like a grad transfer type, somebody to come in 1 year and mainly serve as a backup to Jordan Travis. I don't think anybody, especially after spring football, I don't think anybody's coming in to replace Jordan Travis without spring reps. So if they do take a transfer quarterback after spring, I expect it to be of the backup variety. But I do think that they're looking for one, because otherwise you have most likely it's going to be true freshman A.J. Duffy behind him.
What did you take out of the Monday night national championship game?
The game's on too late because I fell asleep at halftime. And it's just too long. I tried, Bill. I really tried. But, like, the last 4 minutes of game time in the second quarter just were so boring. But I made it through that. I just couldn't make it through halftime. Fell asleep on the couch.
It is too late. And why on a Monday? Now, they've been doing it on Monday nights for a long time.
I understand why it's on a Monday. I mean, that much I understand. Business is business. But to have it that late, like, it's already bad because Monday doesn't feel like college day. But I understand it. But to have it at, like, after 8 p.m. start is wild, knowing it's going to be a 4.5-hour game because it's national TV and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a game that goes on forever. And no, I made it all the way through. It wasn't the most aesthetically pleasing thing I've ever seen.
Well, you're on Central time, too, so it's a little bit easier for you.
Game started my time about 7:15.
Yeah, I would have made it to probably like the third or fourth quarter if I was in your territory.
Central time. Josh Duberg with us. All right, tell Berg, everybody, how they can get your content and also the podcast.
Man, right now I'm doing a podcast with Dylan Gibbons that dropped this morning on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. It's called Big Man, Big Heart. But I am also doing a show every day on Twitter Spaces at noon. Clock in, lock in, and be there.
And is it just anything, or is it college football, or is it the Devil's Lettuce?
Mainly, it's a Florida State space, but we can talk whatever people want. It's kind of like modern-day talk radio. We just have a bunch of people in there. and it's one at a time, comes on and talks, asks me a question, gets their take off, whatever. Kind of sounds like talk radio, but just on Twitter.
And which stocks are you holding right now?
Well, all of them, because they're all red. I'm not selling them. Nothing's fun right now, Bill.
I had some SPY call options the other day that I sold at about 120%. They went up about 400. I had some Alibaba the other day, some calls that did well.
Yeah, it's rough right now.
It's kind of choppy. The chop
it's
is
real
tough.
Choppy. Yeah. 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 It's like I'll go real red one day, back green the next, red, you know, it's like, yeah, it's real choppy.
Now, Tesla's trying to run.
Yeah, I'm holding that long. I mean, I got stock in that. So, that's doing well. I'm not really worried about Tesla. That's going to be okay.
Berg, we'll see you next week, sir.
See you, Bill.
There he is. Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, and also his podcast with Mr. Big Man, Dylan Gibbons, who used to be at Notre Dame. Transferred, a little over a year ago. Played on the offensive line for Florida State this past season. There he is, Mr. Josh Newberg. Top of the hour, we will have Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. And any questions you have for him, don't post those yet. Wait until we get to close to the top of the hour. And then we'll get all your questions for Chris. You can ask him to wrap up the national championship game for you. If you want him to peek into the future, of course, we don't know yet exactly who all's coming and going. But you know what most of the rosters will look like coming up. And if you have any evaluation questions on players, that's fine, too. He does the draft. He does the NFL. All of the above, Mr. Chris Landry handles. We do have another guest coming up today on the show, and that's Brian Driscoll from Sports Illustrated. He covers Notre Dame for them, the Fighting Irish, and he is incredibly thorough. Brian Driscoll possesses his topic as well as anybody else we have on this show. And again, the people that come on this show have to have a PhD. You may say, Bill, how is it determined that they have a PhD? I'll tell you how. I decide. Yeah, I decide. If you are so good and so thorough, and you've got to sound good too, you've got to be able to be eloquent about it, then I will assign you a PhD. That's how you get one. It's that simple. I will determine where the PhDs go if you're on the show. And he absolutely possesses one. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take the break. Remember, commitment's coming up in about 3 weeks, y'all. Hope to see you there at the Omni. Gonna have a blast there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
They're still out there reconstructing that fatal crash that happened earlier on Demumbrium, right there at 13th. Again, that's in block to Demumbrium and 13th. Still trying to clean up this wreck in Brentwood. It's running slow down through here as we check it out live again on 65 southbound at OHB. It's a good thing it wasn't northbound. That's where the heaviest flow of traffic is right now through this section of Williamson County. Warmer weather is waiting for you at Pensacola Beach. Check out PensacolaBeach.com. Plan out your next getaway. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
All right. Here's what I got to know. Stetson Bennett. No. I'm not going with, I wonder if Stetson Bennett's going to stay at Georgia or not or what. That's not where I'm going here. After the game, he's celebrating. He's happy. The guy deserves that moment. Boy, if anybody deserves that moment, that dude does. But have you seen the pictures on Twitter? He's taking a chug out of a bottle of Pappy. Do you know what? How many of you know what that is? A lot of you probably do. A bottle of Pappy. Pappy Van Winkle, which is a very high-end bourbon, right? And I keep seeing tweets. Bill, he's chugging from a $6,000 bottle. And it's 10 years old. Here's another tweet. Bill, he's chugging from a $4,300 bottle, and it's a 20-year-old bourbon. And again, I don't know what the truth is. Pappies can be really expensive. I don't know. Do we know for sure that's a $6,000 bottle? I mean, you can get Pappies for 100 and something bucks, right? I mean, that's expensive, but it's not $6,000, even though they're, you know, there are bottles that cost that and more. But I'm just trying to get down to the truth on this. He is chugging from a bottle of Pappy's. That is true. You can see it. You can see the label. It is a bottle of Pappy's. So when somebody says that's Pappy's, that's Pappy Van Winkle, that's a guy that I think from the 1800s. And when he got old, they started calling him Pappy. And he's a big whiskey guy. Had a company and invented a bunch of stuff up in Kentucky. I've read about it. I don't know the whole story. But that's Pappy. So he goes from walk-on, leaves to go to a junior college, comes back. They sign a whole bunch of 4 and 5 stars. He gets the job, loses it to JT Daniels. Daniels is going to be the quarterback this year, gets injured. Stetson Bennett takes back over, even though they've got 4 and 5 stars in that quarterback room other than JT Daniels. And he never gives the job up, wins the national championship, and after the game, dude's chugging some Pappies. How about that for life? By the age, I think he's 23, 22, 23. By the age of 22, 23, had you accomplished all of that? I hadn't. At that age, I was not chugging any pappies. I was going for the Schlitz malt liquor or something that you could get for like $2 for a six-pack, not 6 grand. So if somebody can confirm, I know Josh is an aficionado. That bottle that he's got, what's the true worth of that bottle that somebody gave him to chug from? Straight from the bottle. Stetson Bennett, baby. Dude deserves, if that's a 6 grand bottle, dude deserves to be chugging in public from that bottle. That's all I can say. Bottle of Pappies, y'all. I've never had it. I've never had Pappies. I've never had Blantons. That's another one. I may do that. I may get me a four-figure bottle one day. Sit there, wait on it, and then one day just take a swig. Just say, tell me that this bottle for 6 grand, when I take this taste, I'm going to say, well worth it. 6 grand, this one little swig here, it's worth it. Clyde, up in Detroit. Bill, love it when you have on Josh. He says, I'm not a Florida State fan, but you guys have a great conversation. Burke's pretty good. I like Burke. We get a few complaints here and there. Johnny Vegas. Bill, I know that Cosby and Black have PhDs. Does that mean that Jeff in the Borough and Skunk Bear Dan also have PhDs? No, they do not have PhDs. By the way, I'm hearing that this last time this happened was about a couple months ago. I'm hearing a bunch of fuzz in my left ear from my headset. Patton, that's not, I'm just going to ask you again like I did back then. That's not going over the airwaves, is it?
I'm not hearing it, no.
Right. I wonder what that is. And it goes away for a few months, and it's only in the left ear of the headset. I'm not sure. Jim in Jupiter. Jim, I'll post this during the break. Bill, let me see the picture of the pappy, and I'll tell you what the price is. Okay. Yeah, I will. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, pappy retail, that's what I was saying, is not that much at all. Problem is, they don't make it much, so you're never going to get it for retail. At a Tampa Costco, had a bottle of 10-year, and it was only about $60. And he says, of course, there was a run on it. He also says, I guarantee you, Stetson Bennett had no idea what he was drinking. That's true. Yeah, I don't think Stetson at 22, 23 was saying, man, I got me some pappies here. Look what I just earned, y'all. Larry in North Carolina. Bill, yes, a bottle of Pappy can range from $1,000 to $6,000 depending on the market price and the year, 10 years to 12 years. Pirate down, I believe, the Pirate's down in Tampa, right? Says, Bill, the price is based on the secondary market. Pappy has such a rare distribution that the price is always high. It's very unusual for anybody to get a bottle in the primary market. The price of $4,000 to $6,000 for 20-plus years is pretty accurate. Okay. Just saying. Yeah. He's pulling on some pappies, y'all, after the game. Deservedly so. Anyways, I'll grab up. There's a bunch of pictures out there. I'll grab one and post it up for Jim and Jupiter. We'll take the break. Chris Landry coming up, LandryFootball.com, and Brian Driscoll, top of hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Basketball Weekly Spotlight presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. There's no need to consult the playbook. The winning strategy is to always designate a sober driver. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Conference play enters its third week with 10 men's and 10 women's games highlighted by Saturday's men's matchup of Murray State at Belmont. Murray State is number 46 in the NCAA's net national rankings, while Belmont is 28. SIUE redshirt freshman guard Rashawn Taylor earned his fourth OVC Freshman of the Week award and averaged 17.8 points per game to rank first nationally among freshmen playing their first collegiate year. Morehead State third-year guard Talon Cooper leads the OVC and ranks 12th nationally in assists at 6.2 per game. Morehead State is one of three OVC squads to rank top 45 nationally in assists per game, along with Belmont and Tennessee Tech. Belmont coach Casey Alexander recorded his 200th career win and is 64-14 in 3 years at Belmont. On the women's side, Tennessee State is the only team 4-0 in league play, with Belmont undefeated at 3-0. Murray State sophomore Caitlin Young was OVC Women's Player of the Week and is top 10 nationally in field goal percentage, total points, and free throws made. Belmont's Nick Muzinski was OVC Men's Player of the Week, while UT Martin's Bernie Andre was top newcomer. Tennessee Tech's Anna Walker was top women's newcomer, while Tennessee State's Sanaya Parker was Freshman of the Week. For complete information on this year's OVC Basketball Championships, March 2nd through the 5th at the Ford Events Center in Evansville, visit ovcsports.com/Evansville. Follow the league on your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Basketball Weekly Spotlight presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Designate a sober game plan. If you've been drinking, don't drive. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. This is Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great week of OVC basketball.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The road to Evansville has begun. The Ohio Valley Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championship return to the Ford Center in Evansville from March 2nd to the 5th. Don't miss your chance to see OVC's best battle it out for a trip to the big dance. All session tickets are on sale now for just $60 through each OVC school's ticket office and Ticketmaster.com. Visit ovcsports.com/Evansville for more details. And be sure to follow on all social media platforms at OVC Sports.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Landry coming up top of the hour. LandryFootball.com. Also, Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, covers Notre Dame. That's top of hour three. Getting a whole lot of tweets here about Pappy. Lots of them. Here's one that Tom in Myrtle Beach pulls up. And it's a little piece about Stetson Bennett. After leading his team to the college football championship Tuesday night, well, it wasn't Tuesday night, it's Monday night, and being named the MVP of the game, Bulldogs quarterback Stetson Bennett IV celebrated in style by drinking straight from a bottle of 23-year-old Pappy Van Winkle. Most stores in the U.S. only get one or two bottles of the 23-year-old Pappy per year, so it's incredibly scarce. A rare bottle retails for $299, but is frequently sold for $3,000 to $5,000, or even up to $7,000 at auctions by retailers or on the secondary market, whatever. So again, it runs for, you can get a rare bottle if you were just incredibly lucky for what they say, $300. But really, once it hits the market, those things go for upwards of $5,000, right? A 20-something-year-old bottle? Wow. I think if I had one like that, I would just keep it. I would have it. If I was the kind of guy that had people over a lot, entertained people, which we don't at our house, other than family, I would probably have one at the bar just to say, hey, y'all, look over my shoulder. What's that you see? What is that? Oh, yeah, right over my right shoulder, y'all. Is that a bottle of Pappy's? Wonder what I paid for that, huh? That's what I would do it for. That's my bottle of Pappy's, y'all. Because when would you decide? I mean, at what point do you decide? Now, a national championship, if you've waited 40-something years, that's about the time to open up some Pappy's, right? Like, Josh, if the Buckeyes go, Buckeyes' last national championship was 2014. So let's add 41 years to that. I'm not saying that's what it's going to be. But I'm just saying, all right, 14 and 41, that means 2055. It's 2055, Josh. And you've got a bottle of Pappy's that you bought 10 years prior. And now it's got about 20-plus years on it. Do you use that moment to say, okay, bottle of Pappy's, I'm breaking you open. I'm going in on this thing. How do you decide that? Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. Bill, Stetson Bennett chugging Pappy's is better than Tennessee in that fraternity a few years ago, butt chugging box wine, where they all simply got sick and got hospitalized. Remember that? That was so gross. Oh, that was a story that went viral everywhere. I didn't want to think about it. It's too early. God. At what point, even in college, do you agree to that? I mean, I don't care. Josh pulls up a picture of Pappy's here, and he says, I've seen it anywhere from $4,500 to $8,000 a bottle, Bill. Pappy's is from the Buffalo Trace line, obviously. That is something. That is something else. Coach C in South Carolina, Bill Stetson Bennett, has just created his huge urban legend. He'll never pay for anything else in Georgia again. He probably just got a new six-figure deal with Pappy's. URC out at Lake Tahoe. Beautiful Lake Tahoe. Surprise, Bill, the Corona Bros not crawling Stetson's A double dollar sign for drinking after somebody else. Didn't they say early on when all this hit in 2020, let's say February, March of 2020, that you really couldn't get it from food or drink, even though they were being really cautious about it? Isn't that what they were saying? I mean, I don't trust any of it, frankly, but yeah, you're right, though. I bet you Dan Wolkin. Somebody find out, because I'm sure Dan Wolkin saw the picture of Stetson Bennett chugging from the Pappy's. From the supposed $6,000 bottle of Pappy's. I want to know who had the Pappy's. Okay, you would have to have, here's the deal. You'd have to be I'm assuming, a big Georgia alum, fan. Got to have a little money if you're going to buy a bottle worth $6,000 of Pappy's. So you got to have a little money in your pocket. But you bring the Pappy's to the game, anticipating if we win, I'm cracking this bad boy open, and we're going to get some pictures of Stetson taking some chugs off of it. Now, remember, Stetson Bennett is at least 22, 23, so he's old enough. Bottle of Pappy's, y'all. That ought to be a tradition. Now, not every kid drinks, but lots of them do. So after every natty, the star player should have to take a pull from a rare bottle of Pappy's. How about that? How about that? What about, I promise everybody a pull off some pappies if they come to commitments. I don't have a bottle, but what if I promised it? All right. I had no plans going Pappy Van Winkle there for about 15 minutes, but it happened. We will not go there with Chris Landry. Anything you have for Chris, post it. We're ready. LandryFootball.com, that's coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.